Good morning. Oh, please, please, it's all right. It's okay. You look so nervous. Please don't be. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. Come on through to my office. Can my assistant get you anything to drink, or tea, coffee, juice, water? We have water in the office, but. Juice. Apple juice, orange juice. Fantastic. No, please come in. So take a seat for me. Okay, you're very, very nervous, aren't you? Well, you've taken the first step and you're here, and we're here together. There's a couple of things I need to tell you before we continue. Okay. No, please, please, just take a breath. Close your eyes, take a breath, relax. Now. Everything that you say to me and to each other in this room is completely and utterly confidential. I don't take notes, I don't record anything but that you've been my client and that you have paid me for my services. Anything that happens within this room is between the three of us. As you already know, and why you sought me out, I am what the industry terms a hands-on sex therapist. But we'll do a lot of talking first before we get to anything physical. We're going to have a chat about what the issues are, about where I can help you, where you can help each other, that sort of thing. I normally find it's just a communication issue, and the more you open up, the better, excuse the expression, the better the sex becomes. So, why don't you tell me what your boyfriend is not doing for you? I've read your statement, so I'm a little further along than you expect. I know you initiated coming here. What's the problem? You can't achieve orgasm with him. Okay. It's not terrible at all. And he gets frustrated with you. Okay. Why don't you tell me what your problem is with your girlfriend and sex? She's not up to trying new things. Okay. Do you have a theory as to why she's not coming or what's happening that's not quite right? Are you able to come with her? It doesn't take very long. Okay. Right. This is quite easy, actually. There's nothing wrong with either of you. You just need to open up with each other just a little bit. And I'm going to help you with a few exercises right here and right now, okay? So, you say that you can't achieve orgasm with your boyfriend. Can you achieve orgasm on your own? It takes a long time. Ah. And you're not taking that long to come to orgasm, so you're not getting fulfilled. You are, then you feel bad. Okay. First of all, I want to see how long it takes you to come and whether there's anything that I can do or your boyfriend can do to help you do that. So why don't we strip off? There's no point just you stripping off, you're going to feel embarrassed. So why don't we all strip off and get comfortable in our chairs? And you can just close your eyes and lay back, play with yourself, and we can watch. Okay. No, you can do it. You'll be fine. Excellent job. Okay. Now, I'm just going to talk to your boyfriend while you're playing, okay? I want you to just forget we're here. Just carry on with what you're doing, and I'll have a chat with him and give him a few pointers and tell him what's going on. So, young man, how long do you play with your girlfriend before you slide your cock into her cunt? Ah, you like dirty talk because your cock just twitched at the C word. You don't play with her for very long. Do you like the taste of a woman's cunt? Wow, okay, that's quite a statement. Let's address that, shall we? You tasted one, you didn't like it, and taste one, taste all. Well, that's not entirely true. Have you ever tasted your girlfriend's cunt? You've tasted her. Okay. Fleetingly. I want you to lean forward. And, young lady, don't stop playing. Just let him. And I want you to run your tongue along her slit and get a good mouthful of her pussy juices. Okay? There we go. And how's that? Intoxicating. So you see, one bad experience leads you to think that they all taste the same and you don't like it. Now I want you to come over here and kneel down between my legs, and I want you to slowly run your hands up the inside of my thighs and part my pussy lips and do the same thing to me you just done to your girlfriend. You can't. Your girlfriend says you can. So let's go. There's no point being shy in here if you want to get past this, and this is what we have to do. So, lick my cunt. Okay. Alright. Let's just back off a little bit, shall we? Let's just use the tip of your tongue to very gently slide along my slit, rather than plastering your tongue. Okay, just gently and slowly. That's it. A little bit more pressure. Oh, that's it. That's the sound you're going for. You're not going for or oh, ow. You're going for, okay, let's try it again and see what sound you get this time, okay? Oh, that's a good one. Now, sit back in your seat. Wrap your hand around your cock. And I want you to play with it slowly, okay? Now, young lady, how are you doing? Watch him stroke his cock. Now look at me. Do you know how to talk dirty to a man? Okay, well, let me teach you. From now on, you're whatever you call your cunt. Okay, that's a child's name for it. So let's be a grown-up. You don't have a pussy anymore. You don't have a nunu or a nene or whatever it is that people call their vaginas. This is your cunt. And that's how you address it. Because every time I say that word, his cock twitches in his hand. So look at him. Actually, first of all, look at me and say, I want you to lick my wet, tight cunt. Good job. Did you see how he twitched? Now say it to him. Except, I want you to fuck my tight, wet cunt. Go on. Beautiful. Now, young man, keep stroking your cock and learn. When you're getting a little too ahead of yourself, just back off a little bit. Because I don't want you to stop until I tell you, and it's going to be some time, and I need you to learn to hold off. This girl needs fucked for much longer, and harder, and deeper. So that's your task, okay? Now just watch. I'm going to come over here, young lady. And I'm going to lean down. I'm going to kiss the inside of your thigh. And your boyfriend here is going to take note. This is how you approach a cunt and make it juicy. Now, slide your middle finger in your cunt. Hook it to the front wall. Push a little. That's the sound I want. Much better. That's it. Keep fucking it. There we go. You're getting much juicier now, aren't you? Find that spot. Good girl. I'm just gonna suck on your nipples. I'm just gonna tug on them a little. You see how her hand comes to my head? That's a sign you're in the right place. You hear those sounds? She's getting turned on. It's not just about shoving a cock in a pussy. It's about sliding your cock in her wet, turned-on cunt and fucking her into the bed, over the cabinet, on the sofa, against the window, over the kitchen table, on the worktops, wherever she tells you to fuck her, you fuck her. Keep fucking your... That's it. Keep fucking your dick. Oh, you like that word? Now, I'm going to show you how to lick a girl's cunt. Remove your hands. Spread your legs further and your cunt for me. Now, I'm just going to flick that little clit. You see how she reacts when you moan into her? That's it. And suck her clit into your... And that is the reaction you want. And you... pull her clit into your mouth and suck it. Now. Keep playing with yourself, my dear. You're getting very, very close. Is this quicker than usual? Excellent. Learn your body. Play with your body. Open your cunt up. Feel it. Fuck it. Use it. Good girl. Ah, did you hear that breath? Good girl, two of your ammunition when it comes to a girl or a woman. We all want to be good girls when we're fucked. Now, how's that cock feeling? Been going some time now. It's looking nice and shiny with pre-cum and all nice and thick, and you're a lucky girl. That's a nice cock he has there. Are you ready to come yet? Lean forward. I'm just going to sit here and play with my cunt. Young lady, look at me. Look at the way I expose my clit with one hand. Pulling my pussy lips apart and back. And how I rub it and play with it. Getting it all wet with my cunt juices. Now, look at him on the other side of the sofa. And see if we can't do some dirty talk. See if we can't all come together. A little bit of self-love. You getting a bit quicker. Him lasting a bit longer. Are you ready? That's it. Play with your pussy like I do. Find what feels good. There we go. Oh, be expressive. That's it. Oh. I want your thick cock in my tight cunt. That was excellent. Well done. She's a fast learner. Are you? Tell her. Tell her what you want to do to her. Oh, yes. That's a good one. I want to slide my cock in your cunt and fill you up and fuck you. Perfect. There's no shame in curse words, in dirty words. Oh, I want you to fuck all my holes. You know what that means, don't you? You could have just tipped him over the edge with that. Good one. You see, you said you didn't think she was very adventurous, but here she is on a couch telling you, basically, you can fuck all her holes. Her cunt, her mouth, and her asshole. I think she's a lot more ambitious and adventurous than you give her credit for. Isn't he doing well? No. No fucking yet. We'll get there, don't worry. It's alright. Just not this time. We're gonna jerk off together. So you just forget I'm here, I'm just gonna sit here and play. My moans are turning you both on. Well, that's the idea. It's teaching you how moans can turn the other person on, how it tells you how you're doing and where you are in the grand scheme of coming. Come on. Fuck my tight little twat. I wanna fuck you until you scream my name with my cock in your cunt. You can use that one. I'll write them down for you. Oh, are you close to coming, young lady? Right. Now, you're getting used to how your cock feels. Speed it up a little, get a little closer. See if you can't time it a little better. I'm gonna come first and see what happens. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck, yes, that's it, come on, both of you, come on, oh, she sounds beautiful, oh, it's okay, you can come all over the couch, some of it caught her, that's how hard you came, oh, yes, don't pull your clothes over you, stay naked, in fact, why don't you go and, clean his cock a little bit for him, and why don't you slide your fingers along her pussy slit and just taste her cunt juices and then kiss her. There we go, snuggle up and now enjoy the afterglow. While you're doing that, I'm going to give you your homework for the week. This is what I want you to do. I want you to start kissing, I want you to undress each other, and then I want you to separate. You can sit as close as you like, but no touching each other. And I want you to talk to each other while you masturbate. Every single night. I want you to practice your dirty talking. Both of you. You saw how much it turned each other on. Find new words, okay? You. I want you to learn to stay a bit longer. Learn what your cock needs and doesn't need, okay? I want you to watch each other closely. You, I want you to learn what your cunt needs to come. Is it playing with your nipples? Is it extra dirty talk? Is it running your hands over your soft skin and just getting in the mood? Is it playing with your asshole a little? No sex. No penetration until you get back here next week, and then we'll work on that, okay? If you've done all your homework. Okay? And during the days. It doesn't have to be at night when you do it together. If you're at home together during the day, do it then too. You have to wait till bedtime. Sex is for any time. During the day, I want you to sext each other. Learn to turn each other on. Just with a little message. I want you. I'm playing over you. I can't wait until you fuck me. I enjoyed the therapy session. If you have any questions during the week, write them down. And your session next week, we'll go through them. And then if you've, well, let's call it graduation. If you've graduated from the first class, then we'll go on with the second. And trust me, the second one is great fun. Now. Get yourself dressed and kiss me before you go. Same time next week. I'll see you soon. Take care now.